This is an Aero News Touch and Go for January 24, 2008. I'm Paul Plack. At a flashy press event in New York Wednesday, Virgin Galactic unveiled the design of its new space launch system based on the technology of Spaceship One, which won the Ansari X Prize in 2004. White Knight 2, the mothership, is expected to begin flight testing this summer at Scaled Composites in Mojave, California. Virgin says Spaceship 2 is now nearly 60% complete. In addition to its primary mission, hauling tourists into low Earth orbit, the craft can also adapt to other scientific and commercial applications. New Zealand plane maker Alpha Aviation entered liquidation proceedings this week. The New Zealand Herald reports the company broke the news at a staff meeting on Tuesday. The plane maker's Australian parent, Inventus, spent over $12 million U.S. to buy the company in 2004, intending to produce the French-designed Robin R2160 and 2120 piston singles for use in the world training market. Things seemed to be going well. Ironically, Tuesday, the day the staff was told of the liquidation, was the one-year anniversary of the Alpha Series earning FAA type certification. The company promises financial details by week's end. The Wichita Eagle reports Atom Aircraft may not be far behind. A letter to stockholders dated January 15th says Atom must raise over $30 million by the end of this month to continue operating until Citibank can put together another $100 million or more by May 31st. If either of those funding rounds proves unsuccessful, the company will be forced into liquidation, the letter continues, leaving stockholders little possibility of a recovery of previous investments. As ANN reported last Thursday, Atom laid off approximately 300 of its 800 workers and halted operations at its production facility in Ogden, Utah. Lots of people vacation in the state of Maine, and there are some beautiful places to fly there. But Maine has joined Florida in levying a use tax on planes which spend 20 days or more in the state in a year. The Aircraft Owners and Pilots Association last year urged its members in other states to leave their aircraft at home when they visit Maine or just stay away from the state entirely. In an attempt to avoid a negative impact on aircraft service facilities in the state of Maine, lawmakers exempted visits by out-of-state pilots for maintenance and repairs from becoming subject to the tax. To avoid clogging up the courts, the law also exempts aircraft over 6,000 pounds, targeting instead small aircraft owners who may not be able to afford a court battle. The Associated Press cites the example of Steve Kahn, who lives in Massachusetts, but flies to visit his vacation home in Rockland, Maine. He also transports patients in rural Maine to Boston area hospitals at no charge. Kahn was rewarded with a surprise $26,000 tax bill on his airplane. Brian Cleary of Longboat Key, Florida, flies to Maine to tend to his timber and property management business. His surprise use tax bill topped $175,000. He's so mad he says he'll invest in New Hampshire from now on. Florida, Washington State, and Illinois also tax out-of-state plane owners. States are using FAA records to identify aircraft which might be targets for use taxes. The apparent message to pilots is, don't come here, and if you must come, whatever you do, don't file a flight plan. This has been an Aero News Touch and Go. Don't forget to check out our complete Aero briefing. There we'll tell you about these stories. Eclipse Aviation and Hampson bury the hatchet. An upgrade to the B-1 bomber fleet begins. And United Airlines won't stand still waiting for consolidation to begin. Also, check out our ANN special feature. Today my guest is Stephen Harden, the very first graduate of Delta Connection Academy's 141 FITS program. And if you haven't done it yet, subscribe to our Aerocasts. Find them on iTunes, iPodder, Podcast Alley, and our website, aero-news.net. I'm Paul Plack. Thanks for listening. Have a clear and unlimited day.